TV1's The Next 15 follows the lives of former reality stars Claudia Jordan, Tiffany New York Pollard, Jennifer Williams, Laura Govan, and Jennifer Williams is on the phone. Good morning, Jennifer Williams. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, what's happening on the show with you and Claudia? Let's go right there.
And why?
Well, you know, we're just like oil and water. We just don't mix, which is okay.
Jennifer, with all due respect, and I know you know what's coming after that.
Because when someone says, with all due respect.
You're like oil and water with a lot of people, though. Jennifer, on your reality shows, not really. Basketball Wives, not really.
Well, you know, it went that direction, but it didn't start out like that.
No, but it always ends up like that, darling.
Well, you know, I think in this one it started out like that for sure. There was definitely some tension from the first episode. I mean, she was like, well, I don't want her on the talk show. Cool. I mean, I didn't sign up to do the next 15 to do a talk show. That was sprung on me. I already have a talk show on Black Hollywood Live. So, I mean, I get it. It makes sense because we all have to come together to do a group project, or else why would we all be filming together?
Mm-hmm.
But that was a shock to me. And, you know, she made shady comments from the start. Now, listen, at the end of the day, I can work with someone. I don't necessarily have to like you, but I think we're all mature adults that, you know, if you work together, it doesn't mean you have to go out and get cocktails. It's like, we're here to do a job. Let's do the job and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. I get that. But it just seems that we knew what to expect, that there was going to always be some drama in order to keep people, you know, involved in watching the show. But I was just wondering about, you know, your relationships with people, because there is such a soft side to you. I was following you, and I'm very sorry about the loss of your mother, and just the love that you have for your mom, and the way that, you know, you were dealing with it in a public way, and that side of you I want people to see more of.
Yeah, you know, that was very difficult, and it actually came about sort of like the last 2 weeks that we were filming The Next 15. Mm-hmm. So it really just came out of nowhere, and they capture a little bit of that. And, you know, me doing this song, like, No Bricks, and then having to perform it, this all happened, like, very last minute, and it happened the same week that I found out about my mother. So I was just, like, really, like, my mind was all over the place, and I was like, oh, my God, do I really have to do this? It really came together as far as me performing in, like, literally 24 hours. And my whole thing is, like, I could only focus on getting through that because I just needed to get back to my mother.
Sure.
Like, that was just my whole mind frame. And I was very distracted just because, I mean, my mother was like my whole world.
Sure.
And so it came out of left field, and I'm still very much trying to digest it all.
And you will, trust and believe, from three people who've gone through that, right?
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
It will be a while
yeah.
as you go through this. So
mm-hmm.
just know that you have a lot of support, but I like you and you know what I mean? And I just want people to see that side
you.
Of you.
Thank you. Yes,
she don't like a lot of people. So, hey.
No, that's true.
Take
that's
that
true.
As a compliment. No, she don't.
She really doesn't.
Thank you. I mean, listen, I try to get along with everybody. But,
it's okay.
The next 15.
All right, leave it alone. She'll stop liking you.